nervously, then dropped to the snow to pick up the fallen seeds in a more sheltered spot. This little bird typically eats 40% of its body weight in seeds every day to keep itself alive. The redpoll's expanded esophagus allows it to store large numbers of seeds during rapid feeding. The bird then retires to a dense conifer, and while sheltered from the freezing winds, brings up the seeds one by one, cracking their shells and swallowing the nutritious kernels. In a land of extreme winter conditions, redpolls are survivors. Get a good look at this tiny acrobat on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.
सुन रहे हो CJSF 90.1 FM, जो कि बर्नबी, ब्रिटिश कोलंबिया में स्थित है.
Diverse, independent, yours. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC.
Peter Jones, and you are indeed listening to Tell Us a Tale. We are cutting our theme song a little short this week so I can share one of my favorite Maurice Sendak stories with you. It's his version of Peter and the Wolf called Pincus and the Pig with music from the Shearham Klezmer Orchestra.
Each character from Pincus and the Pig is depicted by a particular instrument from the band. Pincus is depicted by the clarinet. The bird by the piano. The duck by the trombone. The cat by the banjo. The grandfather by the tuba. The pig by the trombone and the tuba playing together. Thank you. The hunter's shots are depicted by the drum. So listen, darlings, and enjoy. Did you hear of Boychick Pincus? How he opened wide the gate and hippity hopped over the sweet warm meadow. On the branch of a big old tree, a little birdie sat kvetching away. Oy vey, oy Gott in Himmel, the gate is open. Is Pincus looking to get killed again? Surely Chaza, a devil pig, and his gang of schmutzige vile schwein will patch poor Pincus into chopped liver. Big, plump, cranky duck, as he waddled through the gate. A cry baby buddy is no better than a dumb bunny. I am going for a swim in the meadow pond. Furiously, the little birdie nosedived and ruffled up the duck's fine feathers. What kind of dizzy duck are you? Hello! Leaving the gate open. You looking to die too? The duck hissed, whatever, loser. And birdie screeched, you should only sink to the bottom like a stone. While Duck hollered back, look who's talking. The flying clots. We'll be right back. suddenly, Pincus spied a cat crawling flat through the grass. The cat purred. That horrible birdie is so busy arguing, he'll never know what hit him. Me. Just a quick grab. She flattened herself to a shadow, her velvet claws twitching. Gott in Himmel, cried Pincus, look out. And the birdie squawked, give out, and flew frantically up into the old tree. While the dog splashed in the pond, quacking crazily at the cat. Around the base of the tree, thinking, not worth climbing high for that silly boy. He'll only fly. Besides, probably he'll give me a belly ache. Pinky's grandfather Zeta came out angrily, shaking his walking stick at Pinky's schlummeal. Are you looking for that schlub, Chaza, to come and clobber you again? Was not afraid of a dumb chaser. But he wisely took Zeta's hand and let himself be schlepped home, making sure to lock the gate after them. No sooner had they disappeared inside than a giant chaza, big, fat, bristly, and altogether disgusting, jumped out of the forest. Fah! He smelled bad, too. We'll be right back. up the tree. The frightened, frazzled dog Puddle jumped right out of the pond. Hard Schlamazel dog waddled away. She could not escape the sweaty Chaza, who caught up and swallowed her in one verstunkene gulp. So now, this is how things stood. The cat pressed tight on one branch. The birdie shivering on another. The repulsive Parker rattling and shaking the tree with all his might. Pincus, remembering the terrible beating he took from this monster pig, standing bravely behind the lock gate, watching everything. He ran home, found a strong rope, and climbed up the high stone wall. The branches of the old tree stretched out over the wall. Der Hase stomped and hacked the poor truck. Grabbing hold of the branch, Pincus climbed onto the tree and whispered to the bird, "Fly down and tease the pig by circling his head. Take care that he doesn't eat you up." The little birdie babbled, "Are you me sugar? Risk my life for what?" "Hush, no dick," grumbled Pincus, staring hard at the bird until he sighed and did as he was told. Thank you. Birdie buzzed Hazel's head with the wings while the pig charged this way and that. Mr. Pig squealed with rage. How he wanted to catch that annoying bird. But the bird, feeling clever and brave for the first time ever, swooped low over the pink-eyed porker, chirping, "Mazel tov, Bubala!" Meanwhile, Pincus made a lasso and slowly letting it down. Caught Hazza by his tight piggy-wiggy tail and pulled hard. Now, the trapped Hazza panicked and hurled this way on that, desperately trying to free himself. But Pincus tied the other end of the rope to the tree, and the pigs tossing about only made the rope around his swollen tail tighten. Suddenly, Cossacks sprang out of the woods, following the stinky pig's trail and shooting at everything. Sitting on the tree, cried out, "Hey, you, Schmendrix, stop shooting everything already. Birdie and I have just caught Hazza, so help us take him to the non-kosher butcher." Imagine the triumphant procession. Pincus leading. We'll be right back. trigger happy Cossacks, dragging the screaming, snorting Chazar. Possession, Zayda and the cat. Zayda sadly shook his head, and if Chazar ate my pinkies, what then, I ask you? So don't ask, please, the cat sneered under his breath. If you listen very carefully, you can faintly hear the duck quacking in the pig's belly. Bravo, Pinkus! Because the greedy hog, in his big hurry, had swallowed her alive.